You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
You know, last minute announcement, of course, that Brunson was going to go. So kudos to the Knicks for bringing it home. Also, we've got still some NBA action taking place right now. The Timberwolves and the Cavaliers, they're in overtime right now with 46 seconds left. The Cavs are up 109-104. The Cavs putting on a real valiant effort here considering they're pretty depleted. No Donovan Mitchell tonight, no Mobley. So they're trying to make this happen. So taking this into overtime with the T-Wolves, even though, of course, the T-Wolves don't have Towns, but they do have Gobert. They have got a lot more depth than the Cavs do. So really impressive. My money was on the T-Wolves, but really impressive with what we're seeing from the Cavaliers tonight. Also, you've got the Bucks and the Lakers going at it. Late announcement that LeBron James was going to be out. I like the Bucks going into this matchup. And just if you want to jump on this now, the Bucks are up 16-14. So this line opened up with the Bucks -2.5, and then the announcement came that LeBron James was out. It jumped to 3.5. Right now, the Bucks are up 19-14, and you could still jump on them right now at -6.5. I do like the Bucks tonight a lot for a few reasons. Number one, Lakers got actually just smoked by the Kings. Again, no LeBron James. He's dealing with that ankle issue. This is a Lakers team 2-6 against the spread. Their last 8 games, 1-4 against the spread at home. And one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the NBA. No surprise there. I feel like it's the same story from last year, although no Calvary coming in to help them to get the Western Conference championships. In fact, you can wager, and I talked about this about a month ago when it was plus money, that the Lakers are going to miss the playoffs. Right now, that's sitting at -115. If you're interested in futures bets in the NBA, I gave this play to you over a month ago when it was plus money. I want to say at that point in time, it was like 3-1 or something like that. 3-1, +280, something like that. But now they're sitting at 10 potentially, and they lose to the Bucks tonight, which I believe they do. They could be on the outside looking in, not even getting a chance to play in the play-in game, which, by the way, I think it's important to notify you. So if you make the wager that the Lakers do not make it to the playoffs, even if they make it into the play-in, the final four for the play-in, they have to win the play-in to get into the playoffs. So even if they make it into the play-in, you still have an opportunity of winning that futures bet. They have to beat the team that they play in the play-in to get into the playoffs. So, and again, you could wager that right now. I want to say it's -115, -117, something like that. But I really do like this Bucks team. I like them at -2.5 when the line opened up, even with LeBron James playing for the Lakers. And again, it came down the wire, I want to say like around 6:45, 6:50, that LeBron James was going to be out. This is a bounce back opportunity for a Bucks team that lost to Golden State. They're 6-1 against the spread their last 7 games. Lillard definitely has been heating up. He's 93% from the free throw line. 93%. Really, really impressive. Here's another thing for you. This Bucks team, they're first in the NBA in fourth quarter points. So not only are they a team, if there's a Bucks team that is up, at the half, and you want to jump on that fourth quarter point total over, I would do that as well. So I do like the Bucks, and again, if you could jump on them now, I would do that. There was 2 prop bets that I liked heading into this game, and that's Brook Lopez over 10.5 points. Why? Just I felt like he was going to play at least 30 minutes tonight. And hopefully he does, because he's whenever the Bucks do go, or whenever Brook Lopez goes up and his team goes up against AD, he plays extended minutes because they utilize him defensively to go up against Davis. And also, I liked Giannis for just one three-pointer tonight. That's all we just need, is one three-pointer for him tonight to win that three-point bet. Because he's dealing with that Achilles issue, he's really been limited in regard to attacking the rim. And he's taking a lot more shots from the field and also behind the three-point line. So just one three-pointer tonight. He's actually, he's got at least one three-point shot, if not more, in six straight games. So those were the two prop bets that I liked coming into this matchup. But of course, since the game has started, those props are off the slate. I just thought I would share that with you if you want to follow along like I will. Quick break. We come back. Let's dive into some more NBA talk, some futures bets, as the Knicks bettering their situation. Is now the time that you want to jump on the Knicks in regard to futures bets, right? Julius Randle still not active and attractive. OG isn't there yet. But a very impressive game tonight, especially on the defensive end of the ball, or I should say the defensive end of the court, holding the Magic to 74 points. Is now the time that you want to jump on this Knicks team in regard to some of the futures bets that are out there? We'll dive into those next. Also, open up the phone lines. You want to chime in? 800-919-3776. That's the phone number. Knicks fans, curious to hear what you have to say. Also, we've got some special guests joining us tonight. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports, Fat Jack, professional handicapper as well. We're going to talk NBA futures. We've got a great slate of college basketball tomorrow, getting you ready for March Madness. That will be here before we know it. Also, you have UFC 299 and some NFL futures bets out there. We'll talk about the Giants and what's going on there. Russell Wilson, quick stop at Newark Airport, meeting with the Giants, met with the Steelers. Apparently, he's going to meet with the Raiders. What does that mean for this Giants team? So we're going to touch on a number of things. Also, we'll get you up to speed on what's going on down there in Orlando with the PGA Tour. So with you until midnight tonight, right here on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
It is Week in Wager. It is a gambling show, but I like to make it more conversational than anything else. We're going to hear from Fat Jack, professional handicapper, as well as Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. They're coming your way in our next hour, but since the Knicks went out and won tonight, yay, let's take a look at some of their futures bets that are out there. Right now, even though the Boston Celtics got their butts handed to them by the Denver Nuggets, which, by the way, the Joker is still favored to win the MVP at minus 175. Again, I will share with you that I told you to jump on the Joker to win the MVP over a month ago, and that was still at plus money. And now it's minus 175. The last three games, he's averaging 30 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists a game. He's shooting 57% from the field, 42% from downtown, and just dominated the Celtics, which many people feel have the second best defense in the NBA. So, yeah, of course he's favored. I feel like done deal. Nail in the coffin. He's won it, especially with a poor performance against the Celtics, which, let's be honest, a lot of us, including myself, feel that that very well could be a preview of our NBA championship coming your way, right? So the Celtics, again, even though they lost to Denver, pretty much manhandled by Denver, by the way, they're still favored at plus 235. You can get the Denver Nuggets right now to win the championship, defending their title at 4-1. 4-1. Doesn't that surprise you guys? Well, first of all, again, we have Chantel and Julian who are producing the show. Good evening. Good evening. Did you watch the Nuggets Celtics game last night?
I did see some of it. Yes.
So are you surprised / shocked that the Celtics are still favored to win the championship at plus 235 and the Nuggets are at 4-1? Like, at least, like, give the Nuggets a little bit of, like, make it like, oh, the Boston Celtics +225 and the Denver Nuggets 3-1. But, like, wow. Does this surprise you at all after what we saw from the Nuggets?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Celtics are just a better team because they run like a machine. So, and people see that, the fans see that, and basketball lovers love that about the Celtics, that they are so efficient, the chemistry is really good. So yeah, not really surprised over here.
Okay. Well, I'm surprised. The Clippers +475, the Bucks 7-1, the Suns 18-1. 76ers 22-1. They don't even have Embiid. What's going on there? The Thunder 22-1. The Lakers 25-1. You can get the Knicks right now to win the NBA championship at 30-1. 30-1. Just throwing it out there. Okay? You can get the Knicks right now to win the NBA Eastern Conference at 11-1. Celtics are favored at minus 105, Bucks plus 290, the Miami Heat 10-1, 76ers. Where's the respect here? The 76ers are favored, not favored, but are, well, no, actually, the 76ers and the Knicks are both at 11-1. I stand corrected. 11-1 to win the Eastern Conference championship. So those are some really, really good odds. I want to look at some team specials here. I was hoping to find the team props. Nope. I don't see them. I was hoping to find the, you know, do the Knicks make it to the playoffs? Do they not? It's not on the board right now, unfortunately. So there's that. Like I said, in regard to the NBA awards for MVP, the Joker minus 170, especially after that performance. But again, for Knicks fans, I just want to share with you, you know, what the odds are right now for them. At one point in time, there was, you know, what you could wager, what will be the Eastern Conference matchup? That's probably that, because do I think that the Knicks are going to beat the Boston Celtics? No. I don't. I do have, and like Chantel said, they're a fine, well-oiled machine. They check all the boxes, offensively, defensively, interior offense, interior defense, perimeter defense, cohesiveness, coaching, all the things. They check all the boxes, okay? Win on the road, win at home. But I want to say maybe a week, 2 weeks ago, you could have wagered, okay, well, what will be the Eastern Conference championship? And you could have wagered that it was Boston against the Knicks. That is a wager that I'd love to make. What that line would be now, I'm not sure. But I'm definitely going to keep an eye out for that. But again, I just want to share with you, Knicks to win the NBA Eastern Conference Championship, 11-1. Knicks to win the championship, 30-1. They don't have all their horses in their stable right now, but they're getting healthier. And I think this is a Knicks team that's going to make some noise in the postseason. I truly believe that. Do I think that they're going to win and beat Boston? No, I don't. Do I feel that they have a really good shot of making it to the Eastern Conference Championship? Yes, I do. Would I be shocked if they won Boston? No, I wouldn't be. I'd still believe it's going to be Boston and Denver in the championship. But some really interesting odds out there for you Knicks fans. 800-919-3776. We come back, we'll take your calls. There's some Major League Baseball prop bets out there. Some centering around Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, I will share with you that you can get on now. So we'll dive into that next as well, and we'll take your calls. 800-919-3776. Nina Marks with you on this Friday night here on 98.7 ESPN.
This, you're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Got done with the show tonight at 7 o'clock. Jumped in my car, raced home, of course, under the speed limit. and voila, here we are. Bringing you Week in Wager here on 98.7 ESPN. Let's talk some Knicks. As we got Randle, Julius Randle getting healthier, hopefully back on the court soon. OG, Knicks making money moves at the trade deadline. What is this Knicks team? How long is it going to take for them to gel, get into a groove, get into a rhythm, and really compete and try to better their situation and their circumstance in the East so that they don't have to face the Boston Celtics until the Eastern Conference Championship. Let's go to Sandy in New York. Sandy, welcome in. Good evening.
Hey, Nina. How you doing?
I'm great. Welcome in.
Good. Thanks. I totally agree with what you just said about Celtics and Denver, but the Knicks will have a lot of fresh legs if they all come back together at the end of the season, which will be good. I mean, just now they're going to be 10 deep, strong. Will Thibb, who's a great coach, you know, use them. I mean, I wonder sometimes if a lot of these injuries occur because these guys just log so many minutes. The game has become so physical and athletic that, you know, you got to wonder when he's going to expand the rotation to let these guys go down less and just be a little fresher now that he's got that much talent.
Yeah, I hear you, Sandy. Here's what I think. Unfortunately, I think the issue is, and I want to call up the standings here, and that is, so right now this is a Knicks team because they won. Now they're sitting at 4. Hopefully they'll continue to win. You know, I feel like they need to tread water right now until they do get Julius Randle back, until they do get OG back. They're 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So they're 4 games behind the Bucks and the Cavs. I don't anticipate them to catch up with the Boston Celtics. I don't think anybody does. Boston Celtics 48-14. They're 29-3 at home. I think the Knicks, their best situation is finishes the 2 seed, in my opinion. But I don't think that they're going to be able to get up there and surpass the Bucks or the Cavs until they get healthy. And at the same time, I think that there's going to be some growing pains there, right? Because you've got some new guys that are on this roster that are playing that were there, that weren't there when Randle and OG got injured. So I think that's going to be. I think Tibbs is juggling a lot right now. That's my point.
No, I agree. I think that they can handle anybody but the Celtics. They would have to get lucky to beat the Celtics, but with their, you know, when they're full strength, their defense is tenacious. So, you know, they get a lot of guys out of their rhythm. You know, Donovan Mitchell, they give him problems when they play him. They give all these guys. The Celtics just have just too many weapons.
I hear you, Sandy, and I really do. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate you you chiming in. Again, and just looking at the standings here in the East, the Boston Celtics 1, Cleveland Cavaliers sitting at 2. Now, listen, the Cavs, really impressive win tonight. I didn't think that they were going to be able to do it. Donovan Mitchell did not play tonight. Mobley didn't play tonight. Struss didn't play tonight. I thought they were really, really depleted, and I thought they were going to lose to the Timberwolves, but the Timberwolves did lose. The Cavs took that into overtime, so that was really impressive. The Milwaukee Bucks, they're a team. They bring in Doc Rivers. They had some growing pains, but they've really they're playing good basketball right now, especially on the defensive. It's very interesting. They bring Doc Rivers in. They improve defensively more so than offensively, but they're doing enough on both sides of the court in order to sustain that second or that third seed. But like I said, I truly believe if this is a Knicks team that can get Julius Randle and OG back, obviously more sooner than later, could this be the Knicks team that we saw even better than how they played in January? Possibly. So, you know, listen, it's regardless, it's going to be a fun, and I just want to call up their schedule right now. And also I want to look up what the strength of schedule is for them for the remainder. So, strength of schedule remaining in the NBA and where the Knicks fall at 16, okay, out of 30 teams. So middle of the road, right? The most difficult schedule remaining is the top five most difficult schedules remaining: Phoenix, Utah, Milwaukee, Charlotte, and Portland. The five easiest schedules remaining: Boston. Can we just marinate this for a minute? Boston has the easiest schedule remaining in the NBA. Ain't that some? Mm. Miami, Golden State, Houston, and Dallas. So those are the five easiest schedules remaining. The five most difficult schedules remaining: Phoenix, Utah, Milwaukee, Charlotte, and Portland. Just FYI. And so, listen, it's going to be a fun 2 months as hopefully the Knicks start getting healthier, hopefully start winning some games. Their next two games, they're going up against the 76ers on Sunday and Tuesday here at the Garden without Embiid. Okay, without Embiid. So there's that, an opportunity to beat the 76ers at home, at the Garden, back-to-back, Sunday and Tuesday. They don't have to go anywhere. You know, I call it, you know, at home, sleeping in their own beds, eating their own porridge. They don't have to go anywhere. So that's great. Then they hit the road. They go out west, at Portland, at Sacramento, Golden State, Denver. Then they come back home against Brooklyn, Detroit, so on and so forth. Towards the end of the regular season is when they've got some tough games. They're at Chicago. They're at Milwaukee. They're at Chicago again. They're at Boston. That's going to be a tough stretch from like April 5th all the way through April 11th. But by that time, and that's their, you know, looking at the remainder of their schedule, that's their toughest stretch of games. From April 5th through April 11th. Like I said, Chicago, Milwaukee, Chicago, Boston, all on the road. So you want to hope that by April, they'll have both Randle and OG back at that time. And we'll see what happens. But again, point being, I feel that now is the time. If you've got true conviction for this Knicks team, and I do, right? I do. If you've got true conviction for this Knicks team, I think now's the time to jump on them in regard to those futures bets, right? And keep an eye, like I said, right now, what's out, what's available, championship, Eastern Conference championship. But I do believe that, you know, a lot of these sports books, they're going to get creative, and you'll be able to wager on that Eastern Conference championship matchup of the Boston Celtics and the Knicks. That is the futures bet that I really like. Okay, that's the one that I'm eyeing, and I would go to the window for. A lot of people don't like playing futures bets because, you know, you don't get an immediate return. But I think they're fun. I think they're fun because you could follow, you know, you can follow what happens in the postseason and whatnot. I like futures bets. When we get back, I'll talk to you about some futures bets in Major League Baseball. And of course, we got to talk about the Yankees. Aaron Judge home run total, as well as Juan Soto home run total, is 43.5. I do want to dive into that. Also, I've got a total over under win total for a team that plays in the AL East. It's not the Yankees, but it's a team in the AL East I will share with you. And also, I've got a play for a dude who I think is going to win, have the most steals in Major League Baseball this year. So we'll dive into all that when we get back. We'll also talk some NFL. We still have Fat Jack, professional handicapper, as well as Lee Sterling, who's going to be joining us on the program. Again, is We Can Wager here on 98.7 ESPN. Quick break. We kick off hour two next.